Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Oh, it's good to be with you. I am in the second hour of the show. It is 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right now, actually 4:01, and 5:01 Central Standard Time. So this is Talk with John. I am your host, John, and you can tune into this show between 3 and 5 p.m. Mountain and 4 to 6 Central. I do have a caller on hold, Mike. I'll be getting back to him in a minute. The rest of this hour, if you folks want to call in and talk to me, it's going to be open lines. Now, we've covered a few things. I have covered a little bit on vaccines, how Governor DeSantis has announced that cities, counties that require employees to get will be fined $5,000 per infraction. Let's get that to all
on and kill the TV. Say again.
And a couple other things that we're going to get to will also be, we may wind up re-hitting a little information, probably wind up hitting Larry Elders and Dr. Fauci and a few other things, but we've been covering a fair amount. I had a little bit playing, I played a clip from George W. Bush on 9/11 and comparing what happened on 9/11, the quote-unquote terrorists, you know, in Afghanistan that, you know, wired a building. Yeah, kind of don't buy that for a second. Flew planes into buildings. Yeah, obviously, yeah, I don't buy that for a second. Comparing the January 6th situation to those terrorists. Not one and the same. In fact, frankly, President Bush, you're probably a lot closer to those terrorist friends, good friends with them, probably a lot closer than any terrorist that quote-unquote existed on January 6th. Well, maybe exception with the one that pulled the trigger, but I'll leave that one alone. So, folks, feel free to call in today. It is open lines, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And I was chatting with Mike in Kentucky. And, Mike, so you said you were talking about a couple different things. Let's get back to it. Not exactly sure following what you're meaning by Dr. Stephen Jones. Do you not find him credible?
No, I find him very credible, and I think, you know, when I heard about the whole Thermate controversy before that, I had heard about flaws in the building having to do with galvanic corrosion, and I personally know somebody that worked in the Verizon building in telephony for at least a month before this happened, and they are cigarette smokers, so they would take smoke breaks, and they walked around out on the plaza there, which the whole World Trade Center is built kind of like a temple to the sun, if you look at it, and the alignment, the sun alignment that occurred on that day, September 11th, had the sun leaving the north and south face of the buildings was in shadow. It was the sun was perfectly lined up with the sides of the building. You know that and the planes hit in shadow. If you notice that, and on both planes, and I've ran through a lot of these, maybe not all of them, but the directed energy weapon stuff, the bumble planes, the holographs. I mean, the thing about it is, a lot of people are just really couched into their conspiracy theory, and you can't argue with it, and that doesn't serve anybody anything. You know, how does that get us a new investigation? How does that get the truth? How does that get to the truth when everybody's going to fight and say, well, look at these cars, it had to be directed energy weapons, or you know, the what's his name that just had a big parting of the ways with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage. I heard somebody last week on RBM talking about he ignores all the other buildings. He only sees three buildings that fell, and I'm like, well, Building 6 had to be demolished, even though it had a big hole down the middle of it. But the thing about Stephen Jones is, like I said, you got the people that will deny that he was kicked out of the university because they're pro-Mormon or something.
Okay,
and he really was.
Who denies that? Who denies that?
Well, Tom Rogers, the vegan cowboy, when I was talking to him about it, he denied that he was basically defrocked. You know, they pulled his teaching privileges were pulled. And so he was
left
with the ability to still do some research. He still had some access to the lab equipment, limited although it was, I think. And he finally finally just had to resign. I don't know if they gave him an early retirement, bought out his retirement or something, but there's a documentary about it.
They did give him a small stipend. So I can answer a few of those questions. In fact, that show that I did with him, it was a two-hour show. And we actually covered what happened in him being released from the school. But here's the things that the directed energy weapons, the hologram theory. I do have my questions. Was the plane, did planes actually hit the buildings the way we were told? Were they actually
I think they did. Now, was it the planes that were told?
Hold on, Mike. Give me time out. I'm going to give you some time. So right now, there's no one else holding that I know of. So we're going to have a little time to talk about this because I think it's worth going. Because I love the point that you mentioned is we need to have serious conversations and we need to really get to the bottom of the truth. But here's one thing that I like about Professor Jones. So he was able to come up when this was first presented to him. He really went to task. He had students working on this. They wound up getting dust that had nanothermite in it. They got, I believe it's still from the building, but they also got dust from the 9/11 towers. And they did a lot of it. They were able to study a lot of the NIST information. They were to time it. You know, the first thing that really got him to go, well, wait a minute here, is when it was WTC-7. And with World Trade 7, you know, what percentage of the American public knows that World Trade Tower 7 fell? Maybe 20%? Maybe 30? Probably not more than that. But Stephen Jones really goes down into the physics of it. And so I really want to rely on those that can come up with the physics and talk about that. And that's why I had Stephen Jones on, and that's why I'm going to have him on here on RBN in the future. He's just tied up for about a month, month and a half with some different family projects. So, okay, I'm going to shut up now. Mike?
Well, Hypothesis is the movie that I've seen. It's only about 44 or 45 minutes long, you know, minus credits, and it goes into his side of it quite a bit. But this person I know that was working telephony saw some kind of maintenance workers going around drilling into support columns on those towers. And when I heard that, and then later heard the thermite theory, and I pieced that together with, you know, right now it's just weird. Bounce TV on my antenna is playing the Long Kiss Goodnight with Samuel L. Jackson and Gina Davis, and there's a whole scene in that in the basement where they're trying to kill her, and they tell her that the passports for the terrorists in the 1993 World Trade Center were CIA. And, you know, I don't think we've got to the bottom of that situation. There was a guy that was paid for his testimony. He was supposed to put a false powder in there to make a, you know, a bomb that would be anemic and not do the damage that it did. And, you know, Donald Trump was given a tour of those towers by his construction manager after the 1993 bombing, and he made note of that. These towers are very robustly built. And so he was amazed at the damage that those towers took in 1993. And
they were designed to take a 707 flying into them.
Right.
They were designed to stand after a 707 hit them.
Which has almost the same fuel load, but it has four engines instead of two. And
yes.
But the thing is, there's military look-alike planes that have had the wing cord altered, they've had the leading edge altered, and they can fly quite a bit faster than a civilian version of the 767 and 757, I think.
I believe it was a 57 and a 67. I think you are correct.
Yeah, so those planes in the civilian version would have a real heck of a time flying anywhere close to 500 miles an hour at, say, 1,000 feet off the ground.
You may not be familiar with the name of Joel Skousen. He is
the
editor of World Affairs Brief, and he is a former F-4 Phantom pilot. He was a carrier pilot, and he actually talks about this a fair amount. And he said, so he is part of the Pilots for 9/11 Truth.
Yep.
And according to Pilots for 9/11 Truth, a standard 57. As far as it was a 270-degree turn that was done that hit the quote-unquote hit the Pentagon, that is an impossible. It's a 5G turn, and at that altitude, it would be impossible for a 757 to make that turn. In fact, it ripped the wings right off. So,
well, the final few seconds of the plane going into the building, the flight data recorder has some lag because they're old technology. And they were built in the 90s. There's even a problem with the navigation system. I've studied all this stuff with Pilots for 9/11 Truth. And the max operating, they call it VMO, for those planes, there should have been pieces falling off of them. Unless you're dealing with a mock-up that was a military version. And the CIA is known for having their own versions of these planes. What's it called? Evergreen Air. They have a museum for Evergreen Air now down in California. They're just in your face. The CIA has its own Air Force, just like Daniel Inouye in the 1980s has famously said. If you find that clip, a shadowy government with its own Air Force, its own fundraising mechanism. You know, and what I think we were about to see was the results of the dot bomb debacle and a financial implosion of the U.S. You combine that with the fact that there was galvanic corrosion in the buildings. Those buildings were sold to the investors that they would last 100 years. But what my witness saw indicates, and this is how you would cover the crew that's doing the initial phase of this, is that they were going to open the buildings up into their connectors to check for galvanic corrosion. And then you open those holes up all through the buildings, and you go in there and you put your bags of thermite in those holes so that when the jet fuel ignites them, you get the connectors burning through in the appropriate places to make it look like the planes did it. You know, then you've got, you know, other secondary charges to bring the building down after you make it look like the planes were responsible. And so, you know, you can have a small crew that may not be alive anymore, but you have it done compartmentally between different groups that are working on the different phases of that. I don't think you have to get into directed energy weapons and all that to explain how the towers were demolished.
So the question is did the plane actually physically have anything to do with it? Did they just hit the button for the charges for them to start going off? I don't know. I personally believe that something hit those buildings. I believe, so I know of someone okay, I don't have someone that had firsthand saw the bodies fall, but their brother saw bodies falling, hitting ground, and he said it was like a watermelon when they hit the ground. He saw them with his own eyes. He was there and got the heck out of Dodge. Just, you know, got that feeling of get the heck out of Dodge.
And well, there were some witnesses that claimed over the intercoms in the South Tower after the North Tower was hit, that over the intercoms in the building, some voice came on and said, stay at your desk. You know, everything is under control. You know, there's no reason to leave the building. So they would have the maximum number of people still left in the South Tower when it got hit. That's what it sounds like. But for something like 9 years on WCPO, Channel 9 out of Cincinnati, there was an article that they left up saying that two of the planes from 9/11 had landed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base where NASA had a hangar. And they left that story up for something like 9 years until 2010, and they pulled it down with no explanation.
So here's a couple other things that I... Okay, so you brought up some great points. Here's another couple great points. Or maybe not great points, but here's a couple other thoughts that I had. I remember, you know, that the day before 9/11 happened, that the military lost, was it two billion? They lost a ton of money. I can't remember exactly.
2.5 trillion, according to Donald Rumsfeld on September the 10th.
Oh, that's right. It was, millions,
billions.
That's tip
of the iceberg. And
right.
We have somebody from our small town that I'm from here, and I call it the targeted town of Kim Davis. Thomas Earhart, trying to remember his full name. There's a highway named after him. Airman Thomas Earhart was helping a friend of his on that day move from the old accounting department to the new accounting department in Wedge 1. So that plane hit the least occupied area of the Pentagon on the completely opposite side from where all the brass would be. So they were never in any danger.
Okay, so one other question. Where was the computer that had the information, that had all the information of that money that was lost? Where was it at?
Probably near that area, because they were being moved from the old section to Wedge 1. Same thing with Building 7. There's all these government agencies that had files both in Building 4, which was crushed by the debris from Bill, as Stephen Jones talks about, that column of molten material coming out of the South Tower. That was in the area of a huge Merrill Lynch computer system that was encompassed four floors. And I've heard people try to say, well, it was the battery backup power stuff that was melting. That's what that was. No, it's the wrong color to be lead.
No.
Some kind of sulfuric acid. It's the wrong
color. So here's another thing that we would be really able to be found if anybody cared to look into it, and the government has total ability to do that. I believe it was puts that were, I can't remember if it was stock was sold the day before for United and American, or if it was puts that was done on them.
I mean, it was put options, and it was up to 2 weeks before. There was all these options that were bought, which essentially is a gamble or a bet that their stock was going to crash. And it did, and somebody made a bunch of... Somebody would have made a bunch of money, but it looks like there's a bunch of it that went unclaimed. I forget how many millions and millions of dollars never was claimed by whoever put those put options on there.
How do a bunch of quote unquote Afghanis with Osama bin Laden here's another great thing. Osama bin Laden, wasn't he a Saudi prince?
He was a CIA asset for a long time. His name was Tim Osman.
Yeah.
And he came to the U.S.
Well,
there's a spooky picture of that guy from probably the early 80s in a business suit. And he looks like Tony Robbins, the self-help guru. Have you ever seen Tony Robbins?
Yes,
there's there's a movie with Black Jack called, I can't remember the name of it, but there's a scene in the elevator where Black Jack really ticks off Tony Robbins and he puts a hex on him to where he can see what people look like inside rather than their outside.
Yes, yes.
And he falls in love with this hugely fat woman. I just can't remember the name of it, but Tony Robbins is kind of a spooky character.
Shallow Hal.
Yeah. Well, Tony Robbins and Osama bin Laden look a lot alike without the beard.
Okay.
It's kind of a little bit,
let
you know.
Me, woo.
What was that guy?
One other thing. Okay, so Osama bin Laden, the Saudi prince.
Yeah.
One of the things that the FBI does when someone commits a crime, especially a very big crime, who's the first people they go and talk to? His close people close to him, like his family members, right? What were one of the only flights that actually took to the air besides the presidential planes?
Yeah, I think it flew out of Philadelphia. They allowed a bunch of the Saudis. They escaped home.
Bunch of the house of the royal family of the Saudis flew out of the United States.
Yep.
Okay.
They were allowed to leave. Get out of Dodge.
Yes, so... There
what's the first
so
thing, though, the dancing Israelis said when the dancing Israelis got arrested?
I don't know. I can't remember.
They
that
tried
one.
To blame it on the Palestinians. Hey, the Palestinians are your problem. We're not your problem. They tried to blame it on the Palestinians, and I have to wonder if the CIA asset, Osama bin Laden, went along with the story because the whole dang thing is a setup by the Israelis, and the intelligence community was in on it. But they didn't want to let it be blamed on the Palestinians. That's what Israel wanted to do, is blame it on the Palestinians.
Okay.
Our problems is, they didn't want to blame it on Saudi Arabia. And there's a lawsuit right now. Go ahead.
Hold on. I believe, did I hear music starting? Maybe not. I know that we've got the break that's coming up real quick. So we're going to be coming
to the break. There's an 800-family lawsuit that you've probably never heard about against the House of Saud in Saudi Arabia. The fourth richest woman in Saudi Arabia was said to be the one that financed these guys.
Okay,
there we go.
That's commercials. We're going to commercials. Mike, hold on. I'm talking to you during the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I think you're crazy, just like me.
Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Kind of funny how that works out, yeah. Saturdays, 3 to 5 Mountain Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central. You can tune in and join me here. It's open lines, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. We've talked a fair amount about 9/11. We had a little clip from George Bush. I had a clip from Stephen Jones. And right now I'm talking to Mike. Mike, so one thing I want to get back to real quickly on Stephen Jones. So I believe this, I'm trying to remember the exact words that he used, but yes. So he, I believe it was in 2007, both President Bush and Dick Cheney called BYU and asked for him to be removed from his position.
Or so else.
According to Stephen Jones, and I have no... everything I've ever spoken to him about, I've spoken to him many times over a decade now, and I have yet to find anything that I can question his authenticity and his word. And one thing that I have noticed about Stephen Jones is if he can't prove it, he doesn't state it. There are a few things that he's given supposition on, and he said, this is my supposition. This is what I think. But he is very good about not... I mean, let me put it this way. When he gives supposition, I'm going to take that as fact because he's like 95% sure. His factual evidence is so far been unrefutable.
Well,
so,
Davy Crockett's not the only one to say this, but I think he might have came up with it on his own. First, be sure you're correct, then go ahead. That's a famous Davy Crockett saying, but I think other people said it too. So Stephen Jones, I'm sure, knew the risks of coming out with the evidence that he had, but like so many people with this pandemic, they think that the science is going to be followed, and it's not. If it's not going along with the establishment agenda and purpose for whatever, be it the pandemic
without
or
the
whatever.
Without the success of what happened with 9/11, we wouldn't have this pandemic.
We wouldn't have the Patriot Act.
Had we fought it more then, this wouldn't be happening right now. And the thing is these battles, as they come up, we need to work harder and harder on fighting them. And unfortunately, it takes more pain and more energy to fight them down and close them down.
And so, friends, family, coworkers are all at the ready to jump all over you. They're all right there. They don't want to know. They want to stay in their ignorance. You're crazy. You can call me crazy all you want. I'm going to call you ignorant.
Okay, so I want to get back to Stephen Jones and the phone calls from the President of the United States and from Dick Cheney. Those two people calling Brigham Young University and saying they want him out of office. You know how one of John Stadtmiller's famous sayings that I've picked up, and it's been, you know, it's all over the place, the people saying it. When you're receiving flack, you know you're over the target.
Yep.
He was getting it. So let me tell you kind of how this last part is. So right before the commencement, the 2007 commencement of, the spring graduation, he was offered early retirement and he took it. So he has a stipend and he was given professor emeritus status. Now, what that does for you, I don't really know. I should have asked, but I didn't have time. But he said, guess who wound up being invited by Brigham Young University for the commencement ceremony of 2007?
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Who spied on everybody while he was in office, if you believe Russell Tice, who was also called crazy.
Okay. Mike, I'm going to say thank you for your call. Appreciate you being
there. All right, sure.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being part of the show today. This is Talk with John. We'll be back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying.
This is Talk with John. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday. It's a little different out of my norm. I'm calling in on my cell phone because I have no internet service. And a bunch of the articles that I've been putting together and some I was going to be even putting more together, that didn't wind up happening today because the internet went down several hours before my show. And I always like to put together things a couple hours before the show. Sorry, folks. I spend the rest of my week trying to provide for the family and being a father. And that's my number one role, is being a provider and a father, at least in this mortal world, other than being hopefully a follower of Christ. So the man coming around, as Johnny Cash was talking about, well, that man's Jesus Christ, and he is the Lord of this land. And our Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, Article 7, states the Lord of this land is Jesus Christ. And I hope I can do his will, and I hope I'm doing it today, and may he forgive me for not doing a great show. And may John Statmiller forgive me for not doing a great show. So I was talking with Mike a little bit earlier. We were talking about a lot of the things with 9/11, a lot of the questions. But let's get back to the phones. I did say that we would have open lines for those that call in. It's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Caller, I forget what your name was, so would you give us your name and where you're calling from? James in Vancouver. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you being there. What's on your mind?
You're a Johnny Cash fan, I guess.
I am a Johnny Cash fan. Yes, sir, I am. I will admit that.
You wanted to know more about the physics of what goes into knocking buildings like that down?
I don't know that I was necessarily wanting to or wasn't intending.
You wanted to discuss it with somebody.
But I am happy to discuss it. Yes, absolutely. No, what's on your mind? I said, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Yeah, okay.
Bring it to me.
So, right. So, each of those towers had, 100,000 tons of steel up there in the air? And
I have heard those type of numbers, but you are testing me on my knowledge.
No, I'm not testing you. I'm just saying that's what I saw, 100,000 tons. So you got to ask yourself now, what is it that's holding the steel up? And I'm not asking you to answer that, but I can tell you what's holding the steel up. With the rest of the building is what we call free electron gas. Okay? The free electrons in that steel are actually a gas. And they exert a pressure of about 100,000 pounds PSI, 100,000 pounds per square inch. So if you want to drop the towers, what you've got to do is suck out the electrons in a fairly quick time. See? So you can do that, of course, with nanothermite. If it's done properly, that will oxidize the electrons. That'll suck the electrons out of the metal. And all you're going to get is ash coming out, which is what I think they got. Now, there's another way that I like. Yeah?
Okay.
There's another way that I like, and if you know anything about steel, when you put it in the ground, the first thing that happens is it begins to corrode. And that's because those free electrons are constantly running to the ground. All right? Now, on buildings like that, how do you keep the steel from rusting? You simply plug it into the other side with a current. And that current acts as it replaces the electrons that are lost every day. Okay? So it's called an impressed current system. Okay? Now, what I would do, or what I was thinking of doing, was putting an AC current, a high-frequency AC current with a certain resonance that would suck all the electrons out at pretty much the same time. using a resonant circuit. And that's when people talk about directed energy, right? Okay, that's what that would entail.
Jason,
and that would account, James.
I must admit,
James,
you are speaking to some things I do not have knowledge of.
Yeah, well, of course, and that's why it's easy to fake something like that. You run into it with airplanes or missiles or whatever they were. There's a fire started, and everybody says, yeah, oh, the tower's burned because of the jet fuel, blah, 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 right? It's a fake, right? It's not the way it happened.
Well, I must admit, I believed that story for about somewhere in the neighborhood of a year, but I came out of my programmed ignorance.
Right.
To quote someone who comes on this show every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, let me put it to you this way. The airplanes or whatever they were, they went in and out, right? We all agree on that, right?
I do not agree that they went in and out. I do not agree
that
they went in and out.
All right. Well, look at right after they went in and out, right after, did the towers move at all? Did they move right away? No. They waited for an hour before they fell, right?
Okay,
so what does that tell you?
Was there any... Okay, whoa. You asked... It's Jason, correct?
James. A-A-M-E-S. That's what they call me, yeah.
James, I apologize. I don't have my Skype that I'm able to look at that stuff that's given to me. So, James.
Right.
The buildings move. If I recall... They did, one of them, if I remember correctly, did flex slightly. You know, it's not like it tipped over, but if I remember correctly, it did flex slightly.
Right.
But that's what happened with, you know, that was what was, it was built to do, right? It was built to take
exactly.
a plane in.
Exactly. And that tells you right away that there was no stress put on the building by those airplanes. Okay, there was no impact, because when you calculate impact, you calculate the change in momentum, and the change in momentum of the buildings right after the collision was zero, so there's no impact on the buildings. So it wasn't that force that knocked them down.
Nope.
You ever played buildings?
You and I are in agreement on that.
You ever played pool? You ever seen one pool ball go through? Have you ever seen one pool ball go through another pool ball? The first pool, second pool ball just doesn't move, and the first pool ball goes through, right through it? Never happens, right?
Nope.
Nope. Well, that's what happened to those towers. That stuff went in and out right away, and there was no net impact on the towers at all. So you can't say the airplanes knocked them down or whatever they were. Took me one day to figure that out. But what I couldn't figure out is how you're going to oxidize all that steel in short order so that it all comes down real good, see? And when you look at other controlled demolitions, you don't see that amount of dust coming out of them. I studied some other demolitions, and the bunch of crap comes right down, and it's all sitting there. But the crap doesn't turn to dust. So what happened to those buildings, the metal was actually sublimated. It went from a solid to a gas, right? Without going through the liquid stage. Guys, you knew how to do
that
were Nikola Tesla.
So James.
Yeah.
Let me interject here. So you asked me right. So the direct answer to your statement is I do not have enough knowledge in physics and skill that I can directly refute your statement with fact. However, so are you getting at some type of energy weapon?
Well, I'm just saying you could put a radio frequency oscillator on the ground, okay, have the radio frequency go through the building at the right frequency and suck all the electrons out with it. And Tesla knew how to do that kind of thing. Nikola Tesla knew all about resonance, right?
Once again, that's something that you're speaking above my pay grade on. I don't know what Nikola Tesla knew. In fact,
there's a lot
of people that don't know because wasn't his information taken from him after his questionable death?
You know, Yeah, yeah. You know, I want to say one more thing. I'm really lucky because I'm not a college professor, so they don't have to fire me. See what I mean?
Right.
But whoever's listening to this, all those guys in Washington, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Another outfit that studies stuff like this are materials engineers. Materials engineers, I knew one guy who was really good, right? He used to investigate oil refineries that would blow up. Right? He was a mechanical engineer. We used to talk about this stuff all the time. I can blow up an oil refinery without any charges at all. All I have to do is put the right plug in the Hastelloy C pump. And it'll corrode and it'll blow like crazy, see? So you know materials engineering. You know how to do this kind of thing, see? Not a big secret. So I hope I gave you some ideas.
Well, I still am pretty solidly in of the vein of thinking of Stephen Jones.
Well, yeah,
and,
no,
and here's why you've got a bunch of molten lava, or not lava, scar. Excuse me, not molten lava.
Yeah.
Whoa, big misspeak there. Molten steel at the base of both towers. Yeah. Now, was there other components that were used to help bring it down? I think that there is some distinct possibility to that.
Yeah.
One thing that you said, if I remember correctly, you said, well, how are buildings held up?
Yep.
Well, let's just say that we went with the theory that, a plane can, you know, one thing that has been said is the plane just didn't go in there and burn. It actually, the wings cut some of those columns, right? That's what one of the things that we're told, correct? Right? Would you? I don't know if you remember that.
That's what they said. I don't believe that.
Give me a timeout here. Give me a timeout here.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe it either. But so I actually talked about this with Stephen Jones. So one of the, I think it's like the third Newton's law of thermodynamics or something like that. One of the reasons why when you jump up and down in your house, you know, and you've got two floors and you jump up, the reason why you don't go through the floor is because actually the floor is pushing up on you as hard as you are pushing down on it. Right?
Right.
Remember that being one of the laws of physics? So even if a floor collapsed because of that, well, it would have hit and stopped. It wouldn't have continued on the way down. Does that make sense?
If I can help you out here, can I help you out for a minute here? You take the hardness of steel compared to the hardness of Elkclad on an airplane, and steel in that frame is going to cut that Elkclad like butter. That Elkclad is going to explode. It won't cut that steel. No way. No way. Are those wings going to? Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, those wings will not cut that steel. Going at 200 miles an hour, however fast they hit it, there's no way they're going to cut those steel beams.
You and I are in agreement on that one. You and I are in agreement on that. No, they did not cut those. I mean, I was just saying that was kind of one of the theories. So I was kind of, I was doing my best attempt to not being a physicist, being somewhat to debunk one of those theories. So, James, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Have a wonderful weekend. So, folks, I do have, I'm going to do open lines for the remainder of this hour, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Now, I want to get a little bit into, if no one calls in, I am going to get a little bit into Dr. Fraudchi. This Dr. Fraudy. So I asked this question to Dr. McCullough. I'd really like to know where Dr. Tony Fauci graduated in his class. Something tells me it wasn't at the top. Dr. Peter McCullough graduated near the top of his class. Originally, he was, I believe, an optometrist, I believe. And to get near the top of, in order to get into that rarefied field, you do need to graduate right near the top of your class. And this man has changed the science over and over again, and now Dr. Crazy Fraud Cheese, we've got some proof that has come out that he has helped who fund the Wuhan lab. Now, we've known this, it's been reported many times, but him pushing the air traveling ban on little children, that man needs to go to jail.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. We're going to cut off that music a little early. I've got two callers on hold. Tom, we'll be getting to you next. But first, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, John. I heard a great show last weekend. These guys had Dr. McCullough on. It was amazing.
Who
because he is one of the top guys. And for you guys to get him on was great, because I see him going on like Alex Jones or, you know, Stu Peter or whoever, Fox News. That was a very good catch. And Steve's first question was very important about the isolation or non-isolation of that SARS-CoV-2. And there's a lot of people who are saying that it wasn't isolated, but there's a lot of genetic sequencing information, and unless there's a flaw in that somehow, I think, you know, that's what catches Fauci anyway, because of all of the patents that were done for each of the inserts, 73, according to David Martin, very convincing evidence against them. And people, I think if we could all get on at least the good thing about McCullough is he's top scientist. And if we study what he said, we can learn details of the science. Every sentence he said was packed with information that you many times need to dig back further in. And I'm going to go through and I'm transcribing the whole thing. And then I'm going to examine the little gaps that he didn't expand on, just for my own knowledge. And maybe I'll share it sometime. But
I'd love it. So let me put it this way to you, Dave, and forgive me. I'm going to have to get – I wish you would have called in sooner.
Right.
I wish you would have called in a lot sooner. I'm going to get to Tom. I need to get to Tom.
Right.
But let me put it this way. It was a huge get. I was really helped out by some people who I'm truly great to. The YourHealthFreedom.org group, they really helped. And he gave some great information. But, yes, there are a few things that I would have liked to seen him go further on. And then he's a vaccine believer. So I'm going to say, you know, great guy, great information. And he said he'll be back, and we're going to keep him on his word on that, hopefully. So, Dave, thank
you. Yeah, I would just say that, you have a vaccine believer guy who switched, who turned on this vaccine after 70%, I think, of his patients were vaccinated. He said, whoa, this is crazy. That's very important, I think, point. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. I believe it's the myocarditis that was one of the huge things in children. Okay, Dave, thank you. Let's get Tom. Tom, we only got like less than probably 2 minutes left. Tom, you got to call sooner, Tom. I've been calling for people to call. What's on your mind, Tom?
Sorry, John, this is kind of off topic, but a friend of ours at RBN is in trouble, and just to see if there's anybody close to Lubbock, Texas that could reach out. And Andy from Texas had a spill yesterday, ended up in the care of a hospital, and he's pretty much on his own, and I'm just looking to see if anybody that's near Lubbock could go help him.
I have no idea of that. I don't know how we could, and I don't know anyone in Lubbock. I am so sorry.
Well, if anybody's near Lubbock, go to gassingamerica.com, call me, and I'll connect you with Andy.
Okay. All right. Folks, this has been Talk with John. Thank you for your time today. Appreciate you being here. Stay tuned. We got some great other hosts lined up, and they'll probably have a better show than I did. So, hey. Next week, I won't be here. Catch you in 2 weeks.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RB.